Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County legislators host town hall meeting to wrap up budget session. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Local residents of Campbell County are invited to a special town hall meeting to gain insights into the recently concluded budget session. The event, titled Campbell County Legislators Town Hall, will provide an opportunity for constituents to hear directly from their elected representatives. Scheduled for Thursday, March 21st at 6 p.m., the town hall will take place at the Campbell County Public Library. Residents can expect to hear from a panel of legislators, including Senators Troy McEwen, Eric Barlow, and Ogden Driscoll, as well as Representatives John Baer, Abby Angelos, Chris Knapp, Ruben Tarver, and Ken Clouston. The town hall aims to offer a comprehensive wrap-up of the budget session, providing insights into key legislative decisions, priorities, and initiatives affecting Campbell County and the wider state of Wyoming. This informative event is sponsored by the Campbell County Republican Women, demonstrating their commitment to fostering community engagement and dialogue around important legislative matters. Residents are encouraged to attend this town hall meeting to stay informed about the actions and decisions made by their elected officials during the budget session. It promises to be an enlightening and interactive opportunity for constituents to engage with their legislators directly. Governor rejects two bills, enacts 16 others into law. With the 2025-26 biennial budget session concluded, Governor Mark Gordon completed action on several bills. According to the Wyoming Tribune-Eagle, Gordon vetoed two bills, Senate Files 13 and 103, stating they exceeded the legislature's authority. Senate File 13 aimed to allocate $75 million from the state's reserve fund for litigation against the federal government over land use plans, which the governor deemed unconstitutional. Senate File 103, a trigger bill, would have gone into effect upon the Federal Prime Act's passage, potentially causing confusion among consumers and producers. Governor Gordon also signed Senate File 113 into law, creating penalties for drivers of high-profile vehicles who ignore road closures. Senate File 113, light and high-profile vehicle closures, creates a misdemeanor for any driver of a light and high-profile vehicle who willfully fails to observe the closure of roads to these vehicles. A first-time violation subjects the driver to a $1,000 fine and possible 30-day imprisonment. A second or subsequent offense within 3 years after a conviction subjects the driver to a $2,500 fine and possibly up to 30 days in jail. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.